Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of the Bare Naked Health Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Horowski, and I want to do a follow-up to last week's episode, actually. There were two things that I skipped over, and then I think like two things that I added here. But what is the follow-up? So the follow-up is, again, what I would do if I ever had cancer. I missed some things, so I just wanted to make sure, hey, to add them in, right? I want to give everybody as full of a list as possible. Now, does this mean, again, this is advice for anybody in particular? No, again, this is what I would do if I ever got cancer, right? Pick and choose what you want for that, for your life overall, like whatever works. Like, go out, see what works for you. That's what this is about, to just spark ideas about your overall health journey. Now, I want to also just say, like, thank you guys for the feedback. I had some great feedback, just people reaching out to me on this episode. I think it helped touch a lot of people, so I am grateful for that, just to be able to help share, hopefully help people just out in general, just on their own health journey, right? Now, what am I doing? Again, I am out here following some of the principles that I talked about. Am I still holding on to a telephone, cellular phone? Yes. It is with a safe shield on it, right? Or a safe sleeve on it, so that I can at least feel more comfortable holding it, right? It's on airplane mode. My feet are grounded to the earth, right? I am out in Mother Nature, getting fresh air, sunshine, etc. So I'm already trying to follow just those principles, and I'm going for a walk, right? So just pumping the body. So there's a few things just being incorporated right away, and being even intentional about my breath as I'm walking and talking here. Now, that was just a quick review on some of the things that, again, you need to just make sure to implement into everyday parts of your life, right? Like, those are just good health principles in general, whatever reason you're implementing them for. Now, the things that I did not cover that I want to, again, what else would certain things that I would implement if I ever got cancer? Now, one of the big things that I missed was fasting, right? I think fasting is fantastic. Now, I would use it with proper nutrition on board, right? So I'm still going to follow the other principles that I talked about, right? So if I stopped eating, I think I'm trying to remember exact time. I finished eating about 3:30 today. It's again 5 o'clock now. So I ate about an hour and a half ago, right? I think it was closer to 2 hours. 2 hours ago, 3 o'clock. If I was going to be doing some fasting, right? Well, okay, maybe I don't eat until tomorrow. Actually, I probably would skip a day and then eat the following morning. That would kind of how I would be using some of that implementation, right? I think it's good letting the body go through some of that period of just like, hey, give it the rest, right? Like, that's for me a big part of this, is giving the body one less stressor to deal with. And digestion can be a big stressor on the body, right? Now, would I take some things? I mean, yeah, I'd be definitely using quite a bit of salt during that time, right? I wouldn't be drinking a lot of water. I would definitely have some teas in there. Again, maybe I'll have a little something like, I still probably have like some coffee in the morning, but just put a little bit of butter in it and some salt probably, right? So more just to not add protein. That would be a big part of what this would look like for me, right? Where it's like just letting the body rest. Let the body rest. That's what it needs at that point. Let it cleanse itself out, right? And that's the big thing here, is just like letting the body do the autophagy, right? Like clean itself out. Like, that's what the premise of this would be for me, right? I mean, there are also like the fasting mimicking diets. So it might just be, maybe I need something to eat, like in that situation, right? I've not been in this situation, so I don't know what I would do exactly, but I would explore fasting and or just maybe going some lower calories, going some higher calories. Like on the lower calorie days, it might be very little protein or just bone broth, something just super easy on the body like that. Again, I don't know without kind of being there and asking my body what it needs at that time. So that's probably another thing that I could even add on to it, is like really learning how to connect with the body, learning how to connect with the soul, to just see what it needs as far as not just nutrition, but anything. Like how would, what kind of movement it needs, what kind of light it needs, right? How much sleep it needs, right? So I'm saying it like it is in talking to my soul or to my body. Again, that's me, right? So it's like I'd be connecting to those things to see what it is that they need. Now, along with fasting, but not exactly fasting, I would definitely be using mastzymes. This is like the proteolytic enzyme, digestive enzyme from Bio-Optimizers, right? I still love the stuff that they have. And to me, this would be a great way to add for a cleanup. Like when I do fasting, I usually break it up. I'll have like five of the mastzymes like first thing when I wake up, and then I would probably have like 20 in the day, right? Five mid-morning, five mid-afternoon, and then five in the evening. That's usually kind of how it calls to me. So I just spread them out, and again, you can go more, you can go less, but I think that would be something that I would really implement, as well as I just usually use them first thing upon waking and then right before bed anyway. A lot of times I'll take like four and four, but would probably ramp up that dose quite a bit with cancer. Again, just getting that cellular clean out in any way possible, really, right? And again, if you need that digestive support too, right? Breaking down those foods, like, hey, this is just helping ease everything on the body, right? Maybe you're not producing all the digestive enzymes that you need. So, hey, why does that happen? Well, stress, right? What is cancer? Well, it's another big stressor. So that would be something that I would look into using a little bit more. Hot and cold, right? Gotta get stuff out of the body. Heat, cold. So I would use this carefully, right? Hot and cold, I think, are still things that can be used so effectively on so many different levels, right? Talk of heat shock proteins, cold shock proteins. Again, a lot of it gets too nuanced. I think people are like, well, I need to do exactly this much time in a cold plunge and then this much time in a sauna. And you know what? Just get hot and sweat a bit. Just get pretty cold and like, ooh, okay, like shivering. Just, you can do some of that back and forth. Again, ask the soul, ask the body what it needs that day, right? But I think that would be just a great complement to, for me, the sweating is just getting stuff out of the body first, right? Like getting any toxins out. Again, it is a stressor to the body, but it's also removing some of those stressors from the body. So I think that's important as well. And then I don't know why I was called to put the cold on here. I really didn't look to see if there's any so-called benefits for cold therapy and cancer. I'm sure there probably are some, right? That's not what it's about for me. This is just one of those where I'm like, yeah, there's just something about that that makes sense. So that's why I'm adding it on here for myself, as far as just something else that I would add in, right? Now, I do use cold showers. I don't necessarily do cold plunging, just I don't have one right now. Sure, I'd love to have one. I think it would be great. I'm also just not somebody who really likes the cold very much. I embrace the cold because I think it is just good for me, but it doesn't mean that I enjoy it, actually. So, yeah, I love the heat. I love sweating. Like, that is easy, no-brainer. Like, I'm definitely going to be doing that. For me, it's like, I like hot, cold, hot, right? Hot, get cold, and then warm back. Maybe not hot to finish, but warm back up at least. I know it is, again, still beneficial to also allow your body to warm itself up. Just depends on the day. Depends how stressed you're feeling, if this is going to be too much or if it's going to add to your health as well. Now, the last thing that I want to put on this list, I am so grateful that I heard somebody talking about this. I think it was on a Paul Check, little YouTube clip that I saw this week. And he was discussing with somebody clothing. Now, I actually did want to put clothing on here. This is one of the things that I forgot. And the reason I'm bringing that part up is it brought up something that I was not even considering. And it's the static that builds up from non-organic clothing, right? So I use organic, right? So it's like non-cotton, natural fibers. There we go. Excuse me. So this is why I love to wear cotton, hemp, whatever, wool, right? Like, and those are the big three that I'll use. There are, I'm sure, others that I'm not even thinking about or just really have not considered. But those are, would be what I prefer. Like, I'm just a big fan of cotton overall. I'm a big fan of wool. I do actually have a little bit of hemp and I do like that too. I just haven't come across it a whole lot. So organic cotton, even better if you can find it. It's not always readily available, but if you seek it out, like, you can certainly find it. But the thing with this is, right, so it's like that static discharge that's building up all the time, right? And yes, I'm grounded right now. I'm walking across a stone path, dirt path. I have grounding shoes on, so it's, again, able to transfer through. So it does help with, again, dispelling that static discharge, right? Now, what about when you're inside all day, right? Well, yeah, you can get grounding mats. You can go outside and ground yourself. But it's not always going to happen. Some people aren't going to do it, right? So what is at least a better way to go about that? Well, wear natural fibers, right? So that's one of the reasons, is just that static discharge. Again, I don't think static buildup really is good, right? Like, we're meant to ground. We're meant to dispel that. Like, it's going to cause disease in some way. So, hey, if I had cancer, yeah, like, that would be sure as hell something that I'm making sure to keep myself just grounded as much as possible, which is also why I actually really like wool dryer balls. I think they come in like 4 or 6 packs or something. They're just little wool balls that you throw in, and it immensely, immensely helps. And I think it's just such a better option than dryer sheets. I'm sure there are probably other options out there well that I just don't know, but this works great, right? It just helps with that discharge. So even some clothes still that I have, right? They are natural fibers, but they'll still build up static, especially in the wintertime when it's a lot drier. I notice it. But with the wool balls in the dryer, like, that makes a huge difference. Now, what are the other reasons, right? So I think energetically, right, different frequencies that we want to be passing through to reach our bodies from just the sun, from Mother Nature, all of that, are not able to with the polyesters, the nylons, the rayons, the whatever, the elastic, right? Like, all these man-made fibers, right? Like, they're not just native to nature. Like, we have to create them in some way. And yeah, those frequencies, I think, are a big deal. Like, I would especially not want that. I do want those things to pass through my body, so I don't want to be blocking those. So I think that's part of it right there. Now, it's not just that. Some of the other thing then too is, well, all those things are coming from plastic. And especially if those are right on the body, like, that's not good. I mean, remember, the skin is going to be picking up all of this, right? So in some way, it's going to be in contact with that. So we don't want that to be going leaching in, right? Now, how much of that happens? I really don't know. Do I tend to think some of it happens? Yeah, I think it's like anything else. If we're touching it, like, we're going to be absorbing it in some way. Maybe it's not a whole lot, but it's still one of those things. Hey, I don't think anybody needs more plastic inside of their bodies. We're doing that. We're finding that in everything. So we don't need to allow that to come in anymore in any way. So those are definitely the big things that I would want to address as far as clothing goes. Now, hey, that kind of rounds out my list. Like, is there always going to be other stuff that comes up, of course, right? But hey, here's the kind of like rounding out, at least for right now, what I would do if I got cancer. I hope this helps. Hope you can kind of research some of it for yourself, come up with some better options, just best options for you, for your life, and everybody, whether you have come down with cancer, any other diseases, anything like that, I wish you the best. It's something that I cannot even fathom right now going through, right? So grateful that I'm doing well, and I'm so grateful that people are going to be able to get well, because that's how we're healing humanity. That's how we're healing the earth, collectively, all together, like just getting healthier one person at a time. And I think, hey, if you step up and do that for yourself and for your family and for your friends, like that's just going to keep carrying over. So that is it for today's podcast. I will talk to you guys next week. Bye.